What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going forward here, but there is still basketball being played, Joe. And we got the Western Conference Finals starting tonight in Oklahoma City. It's going to be T-Wolves. It's going to be Thunder. You going to be locked into that, by the way? You going to be watching that game?
I am. I'm intrigued to just watch this. I personally, with zero, you know, hatred or fandom for any of these teams, I think this is a refreshing foursome.
It is. Now, the cynic in all of us will go.
Well, if it's Indiana, OKC, it's that.
That's going to be tough.
No, let's just call it what it is. That's kind of boring. Like, it is. Now, OKC's a fun team,
sure.
But they just don't do it for me.
What we really want is Ant-Man in New York, is what most people, I think, would agree is that's the matchup
yes.
That everyone wants in the finals. But this is why we play the games, right? Minnesota, Oklahoma City tonight. Can't wait for that. And then on the flip side, in the Eastern Conference, that starts tomorrow in New York, Pacers-Knicks. Now, for those of you who don't know, and if those of you on social media, you probably know, there's this whole thing with the Knicks fans that's happened the last few years. Maybe it's been around forever. I'm just now seeing it. The Bing Bong thing. They go nuts after Knicks Holmes wins. They go insane outside of Madison Square Garden, Times Square, wherever. They're going crazy in New York. My geography, my knowledge is not great when it comes to all the boroughs, Brooklyn, Bronx, whatever. But the entire city, Richie and Queens called earlier, the entire city gravitates towards the New York Knicks. No, it's not the Brooklyn Nets. When the Knicks are winning, it's a Knicks town, they say. And they are vibing at an all-time high right now. And the fans are going nuts, which in big markets, that tends to happen. But with this team in particular that hasn't won a title in 50-plus years, it's like on steroids. They're going insane. So much so that a Pacers fan just walking around streets of New York City the other night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Was wearing a Tyrese Halliburton jersey. Just chilling. And I guess his name is Hans Perez. That's the fan's name. Hans Perez. And he was just walking around New York City, and he was getting pelted. And I mean pelted by a bunch of Knicks fans, knuckleheads, whatever the hell you want to call them.
Throwing garbage at him.
Garbage. Heckled. Throwing a garbage bag filled with recycling on the guy. He's trying to laugh it off. And then he's like, all right, dude, like what? He's just by himself. Like I was like concerned. Like, it was like a mob. Like going saying. After the guy. Look, it was a disturbing image. Now, he didn't get hurt or anything physically, but like, yeah, probably his ego is bruised. He's probably a little shaken up, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the guy, but it's like, what the hell are we doing? Just picking on a guy wearing it. Like, there's ways to do these things, and there's ways not to do them. And it was a bad look. And I credit, you know, what took place yesterday or the other day, the Pat McAfee show. Pat McAfee was, I think he's on right now. Indiana guy, played for the Colts. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's an Indiana guy per se, but he loves Indiana, loves Halliburton. And they surprised Hans. They brought Hans on the show, the guy that got pelted, and they surprised him with Tyrese Halliburton. And Halliburton joined the show
pretty
via
cool.
video yeah. and said, hey, man, I got you tickets for the game. So was it for the Indiana game? I don't know.
Yeah, but here's my problem with the whole thing. And it's not Halliburton. I love what he did. Right. It's like people dismissing this behavior.
Game four, he got him tickets to in Indianapolis. That's I was going to cool. say, don't get him tickets for the New York game. He got him for game four of the Eastern Conference Finals.
But there's this thing like how dare you wear a team's jersey of another team at a road arena or in the, you know, other area. Like, it's one thing to give people a razzing, you know, talk smack a little here and there. It's another to physically get in their grill. Okay, in their space, it's another thing to throw stuff at them. Yeah. And that's where I draw the line on getting in someone's face, touching them, throwing things at them. And I see people already like excusing this behavior. Like, I'm sorry, it's bad behavior. I'm sorry. Like, and look, I will admit, I'll raise my hand. When I was a younger man in my teens, I did a lot of dumb things and it was bad behavior. And I'm ashamed of the behavior. Okay. But I see people, Little Miss Trouble on YouTube. It's not that bad. There's just plastic cups. No, you don't throw things at people. Why? And I want to know the psyche. If you've done this before.
It's not that bad. They're throwing bags of garbage on the guy.
No, it's disgusting. And like, I will allow you to text in, to comment on YouTube, and you could be anonymous. You can call in and be anonymous. Feel free to change your voice. I legitimately want to hear from someone and explain to me how that like is a good thing or why, what compels you to do this? I've never come out of a Giants game or a Warrior game like, hey, let's go find a Hawks fan or a Dodger fan. And I'm going to go get him. Like, what?
Weird.
It's bizarre. Weird. No, it's one thing to be like, hey, Seahawks suck or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, after you beat the Seahawks, whatever. Normally what I do now as an adult, it's, hey, that was a great game. Or, dude, you're crushed.
Yep.
Right? I've never felt like I had to get in that person's face and talk smack to them. Now, I will acknowledge, this is every fan base. This is not just the Knicks. Candlestick, I saw some crazy things. I saw some wild fights. I saw some inebriated people doing bad things. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's acceptable fan behavior. I'm sorry. Just because someone's wearing a Dodger jersey, okay, game five, Giants versus the Dodgers. Dodgers won. Giants lost. I had to walk out, like, hanging my head. Did I go up to every single Dodger fan looking for trouble?
No.
No, now there might have been more Dodger fans than Giants fans, yikes. But that's neither here nor there. The point being is like, and I've told you this, I went to Philly, I went to Boston. In Boston, they gave me a hard time, but, and even though I was like, oh my God, something might happen, thankfully nothing did happen. Right. I didn't get hurt. Like, you know, no one hit me, no one did anything, which now in retrospect, having gone through the Philly thing, bro, they were throwing things at us. And that's where I draw the line. Getting in your face physically to the point where you feel like you have to push someone back, that's drawing the line. Like, I'm not even bringing up the kid aspect. Now I bring my kid to games. I don't need this.
No.
Like this, I don't know, man. To me, as I get older, this is the most disgusting part of fandom. This right here. seeing people, a mob, pick on a couple of people, or in this case, one person. I saw a guy from Washington. It was the Washington versus the Eagles, mm-hmm. and the Eagle and a couple of bad apples made the guy like rip his jersey off. They like took it off the guy's body.
It's
what are we doing?
Yeah,
don't you have? Look, I get it. We're liquored up, but that's not an excuse for bad behavior. This is why I don't drink. This is why I don't go to games and get inebriated, because I'm sick and tired of seeing people justify bad behavior that we should be ashamed of.
And there's different levels to it, right? Like I remember as we're talking New York, right? The Yankees fan literally just taking Mookie Betts' like glove from him, trying to take the ball.
That's not appropriate.
What are we doing?
No, like I
that guy was celebrated in New York too. Like know, bars, man. Like paying for his drinks. It's like, what are we doing?
And then
people?
He got banned. Yeah, and he
as
got
he
banned.
Should.
And just because you've seen worse things doesn't make it right. I just want to know, like, what is going through your head? Like, hey, let's pick on this guy or this gal or whatever. Like I've seen it, like especially like with women, they're coming out of a stadium. All right, it's already a pretty
male dominated.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a very sketch environment coming out of a football game when everyone's been drinking since like 9 in the morning. And like you get like a guy with his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, and they're coming out of the arena. I'm very protective of Michelle as we're leaving these things. I'm like, hold my hand, like we're knifing through. And I'm a Niner fan going through Niner runs because I just don't know what people are gonna do.
No.
And it scares me at times where I get anxious and nervous. Now, thankfully, we've never had anything happen, but like if you go on a road arena, you should feel safe to be able to go to the game. That doesn't mean people can't talk smack, but I draw the line at like getting in their face, touching them, throwing things at them. Come on, man.
Well,
come
what's annoying for me is the guy was just, he wasn't even in the arena. He was walking in the streets of New York City, just wearing a jersey. Are you serious? Like, so if I'm wearing just the Pacers jersey or if I'm a Minnesota Timberwolves fan next round, wearing Anthony Edwards, I'm just an Anthony Edwards fan. I'm just going to get trash thrown on me. It's like, what are we doing? It's not a good look for the city.
No, and it's always a handful of people that make a whole fan base look bad.
And every single
I do think like Philly. I've got a beef with some of the Philly fans. Some, not all of them.
Not all of them.
I don't think that every single person from Philly is an awful human being.
No,
I just think that they have a crazy fan base, and they've enabled certain behaviors that I think are crossing the line.
John in San Rafael wants to talk about this fan talk. 888-957-9570.
I don't understand why you should have to defend yourself physically when you go to a game.
I do think, and I'll get to you in a second, John. I do think, you know, there is certain like etiquette when you are an opposing fan.
Yeah, don't go looking for trouble.
Don't go looking for trouble is
yes,
one of them.
I agree.
If I'm in an opposing fan and I'm wearing a jersey or a shirt with that, I clap.
Just be cognizant of your surroundings.
Exactly. I cheer. I clap. Yes. I'm not getting in other people's faces.
Yeah.
And when I'm in an opposing place, even when I'm at home, I don't get into like, if I'm sitting next to an Angels fan wearing a Mike Trout jersey. Yeah. In your face.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
Like for example, we played the New York Jets on opening weekend, the Niners, the opening. And I will never forget, there was all these guys, the guy had an ayahuasca jersey.
That's pretty good.
But like, they were so over the top. Every time anything happened with the Jets, he'd turn around to everyone. Yeah, yeah, in your face. I'm like, dude, that's a 65-year-old lady. Leave her alone. Like, what are you doing? And I said, hey, bro, sit down. Relax.
Dude.
Like, come on, dude.
I'm laughing at the absurdity of
like,
it all.
Relax, dude. Yeah. And like, that's where you're crossing the line as an opposing fan going into an arena.
John, San Rafael. What's up, John?
What's
How
up,
you doing
John?
This morning, man?
Hey, I'd like to just say two things real quick. The first one is, let's talk about the other side of it. If you guys recall when the Giants and the Kansas City Royals were in the World Series, if you paid attention to the stories that came out of Kansas City about the way Giants fans were treated, they were unendingly amazed at how polite and helpful Kansas City fans were. And it was such a good feeling that I wanted the Giants to win the World Series, but when Kansas City made it back a couple years later, I rooted hard for them because they have a great fan base.
That's a good point.
They had a great fan base. And here's the second thing I would say. Everything you're talking about, could be handled if any of the sports leagues wanted to handle it, because today we have the technology. All that you have to do is say that this behavior is no longer going to be tolerated. You're going to be evicted. Your picture is going to be taken. You're going to be put in a database, and we're going to use AI facial recognition at the entrance to all stadiums, arenas, and ballparks, all three major sports combined. Add in soccer, because soccer fans in Europe are notoriously over the top, and just put that facial recognition into place, and guess what? It would stop in less than a season.
I'm with you. I agree with
that
you.
That is a thing now, John, to your point. Like, people are making themselves as asses out there, and you're caught in 4K, dude.
Absolutely.
We know where you work now.
And you should be.
All it takes is one disgruntled person that works with you or doesn't like you. Say, oh, yeah, I know that guy. He's a piece of crap. Here's his name. This is where he works. Oh, night-night. Your career's over. You're done. Remember, who was that fan? It was a Philly fan last year, right? Talking smack to the female in the stands. He was talking. You guys know what I'm talking about. The Eagles. I think he was an Eagles fan. He got fired from his job.
That guy was so out of line.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, got fired and banned from Lincoln Financial Field.
I guess, and his point is a good one. So, like, I remember when the Niners played the Rams, and we went down to SoFi, and there were tons of Niner fans. I met some cool, super cool Ram fans. Super cool Ram fans. And I'm like, dude, I got really no negativity toward the Rams. And they've been rivals with the Niners forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of those same Ram fans are also Dodger fans, mm-hmm. right? And there's a lot of great people. I actually know a lot of Dodger fans because I've met a lot of people that have moved up here.
California.
Exactly, yeah. Right? And like, I don't hate all Dodger fans. You know, when I see a Dodger hat, you know what I say? Oh, the Dodgers?
Right,
like, yeah. I'll say like a joke.
Yeah,
you know exactly. What I mean? Like, Dodgers suck.
There's a friendly banter
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
That just because you're like, it's a love-hate thing, because you love the rivalry so much that you're just going to be ribbing on each other constantly.
But
there's
also
a love aspect. It's almost like you and your brother going at it and like ribbing on each other. That's what it is with the Giants and Dodgers rivalry. That's what you do.
But I'm also not going to pick on kids, right?
That's,
like, you know, I see people do stuff like this. And I'm also going to, like, it's going to be in like a teasing way that's like kind of fun. I think people cross the line and it becomes very, very, you know, charged up, as we like to say. And it's like, dude, we're out here at a game, dude. Relax.
But people go to games with different intentions.
Well, and that's some fan bases.
Yes.
Wear it as a badge of honor
yeah.
that they are going to harass others. And I see, like, again, the Giants are not out of this. I've seen some Giants fans, some San Francisco Giants fans, do dumb things. I've seen Niner fans do a lot of dumb things. And I'm like, nah, dude, don't represent us like that.
Yeah.
So this is not exclusive to other fan bases. And it doesn't happen here. It absolutely happens here. I'm saying it's completely unacceptable. Yeah. And we need to just be better to each other.
Ryan Moraga wants to join the conversation. Ryan, good morning. You're on with Spadoni and Shasky.
Hi, guys. Well, how's it going, you guys?
It's going.
What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your thoughts on this?
Hey, so, couple things. Just want to say I love the show. Both of you guys. Awesome. I went to the 2015 parade. That was Lake Merritt for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Okay? Wanted to, like, kind of bring up a story that was relatable to what's going on. So somebody decided to bring a Kyrie Irving jersey and wear it. And I went with a lady friend before I was married, like, just to clarify. She said, do you want to go? I was like, sure, let's go. And we went. It was a good time. And this guy decided to really be rambunctious, to say the least. I can't say we replicated the Knicks fans, but there was a line drawn in the sand where this guy was kind of, you know, not just walking down the street, like, he was really adamant about, you know, Cleveland and all that. But it just reminded me of, you know, when we first won it and Lake Merritt, you know, back at Oregon and stuff. So I wanted to chime in on that and just share the story. But, yeah, I mean, the whole thing about just this guy minding his business and wearing a jersey, you know, I can't say much about Knicks fans, but I just wanted to share the story. Thanks, you guys. Love the show.
Thanks,
appreciate
Ryan.
It.
No, and again, the entire fan base is not like this. Just like, it bothered me because when they were in Oakland, the Raiders fans got a certain, you know, labeled a stigma. Thank you. They were viewed a certain way and they would use the term. And why they use the term? Because there's a very colorful fan base, whether it's Latino, Black, Asian, white, everyone. But there's a ghetto a lot, and that bothered me. I was like,
that's how Niner fans were described during the Candlestick era as well.
I don't like that term.
Yeah.
Because not only it paints a certain way, it does feel like there's a race element
I would
involved
agree.
In there. a lot. And if you've ever been to an Oakland Coliseum or Raiders tailgate, yeah, they'll rib you, make fun of you. Oh, you better not wear that jersey in there. Yeah.
That's different from what we saw in the video.
Correct. Like, that's like, there's level. Now, there are some, again, knuckleheads, like you saw there, in every single fan base.
Absolutely.
That's going to take it way too far. But a majority, if you're wearing your Patrick Willis jersey, you're with me or whatever, you know someone there, hey, yeah, Niners fan, oh, come get some of this carne asada. There, like, that's exactly what it is. Like, that's, and that's, again, that's the totality of, I think, from most fan bases. Hell, it could be from a small fan base. Like, there's knuckle, like the Jacksonville Jaguars. I've never even met a Jaguars fan in my life. They have knucklehead fans.
Every fan base does.
When you got liquor, when you got access to all this crap that you have, there's going to be knuckleheads. And again, as I've said, there are people that go to games with the intention to not even care about the game. They want to start trouble. And that's just people in life. They do that whether it's a concert, they do that whether it's a game, whether you're going out to the club, whether you're going out to a bar. There's just some people that look for trouble. Unfortunately, and that's what the situation was. And if you're just joining us and why we're talking about this, a Pacers fan was pelted by bags of garbage and heckled for wearing a Tyrese Halliburton jersey on the streets of New York the other night. His name is Hans Perez, and Tyrese Halliburton actually joined him on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and rewarded him with the Game 4 tickets in Indianapolis for the Eastern Conference Finals. So that was cool. So it does have a happy ending there, but just sucks that we have to talk about it right now.
You know, Brian Stowe is probably the most extreme example in this region of something like that happening. But he's not the only one. I mean, there's countless of those, and it's sad that he had to become a cautionary tale. And who knows, again, like, I'm not trying to say that I know anything more than anything. Like, who knows what led up to that entire sequence? And I don't know what led up to this guy walking in the Pacers uniform, but when I see a mob of people going after one person, I do always like, oh boy.
Can I ask you though? And this is just me honestly asking.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's any part of this that he was provoking a crowd of people? You're in a Pacers jersey. They weren't playing the Pacers, right? You see that there's clearly a Knicks mob in front of you. What are you doing there? I'm on no side.
Let me give you, so it was the finals and I was in Boston.
He's allowed to wear a Pacers
jersey. No, but like, here's the thing. Like, it was the finals. It was Boston. Now, around the Boston Garden, there are like blocked off streets where people are like coming out of bars and whatnot, and going into the game, they have like marching band and they got the bagpipes and everything. And I'm just walking by myself on the street, and I'm the only one. There were not a lot of Warrior fans at the finals, and a lot of them were afraid to wear their Warrior gear. I wore a yellow San Francisco jersey. Okay. The Wilt Chamberlain throwback that I'll wear from time to time. Yeah. And let me ask you, just walking into the arena. Okay. Did you think I was asking for attention? Or was I just wearing my team's colors?
No, but they also are playing the Warriors. My point is, they weren't playing the Pacers.
That's true. I hadn't considered that aspect.
It's New York City. It could have been anyone on the street for all I care.
I get what you're saying, Spadoni, but there's another element of this, which is, like, if you're looking for trouble, you're going to find trouble.
Yeah, great. Doesn't mean you go for a mob and throw, like, sorry. I see a Shohei Ohtani jersey down the street in San Francisco. We're not throwing garbage.
Yeah, but I also wouldn't wear the Shohei Ohtani jersey if we were going to, you know, I guess your point is actually a really good one, because they weren't playing.
No, because it puts the onus on the person wearing a jersey, and everyone has a right to wear a jersey.
Two things can be true, though, right?
No, I disagree.
No,
I disagree.
I'm saying
because you're taking the onus off the people that are being knuckleheads and being adult. If you're triggered by a jersey, whether you're playing them or not, something's wrong with you and you need therapy. That's what I'm just saying right now. If you're triggered by a jersey,
and it's one thing for all of them to start booing him, you know what I mean? Okay, and like, so like, all of them could have started booing him, which I think would have been fair game. You could say, "Oh, you guys are gonna get crushed," or gosh knows what else. And I'm sure they're gonna swear, whatever. Like, I'm not some pearl clutcher. But that being said, like, throwing a bag of garbage at him, I don't care if it's a bunch of cans that are plastic. What are we doing? And then the way they all swarmed over him, I was like, "Oh boy." Like, we're lucky it didn't get worse.
Correct. That's what I was thinking.
All it takes is one, like, hey, back off me, and then bang, 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 bang.
Yep.
Right?
Steve is in San Francisco. No, it's a great.
I appreciate your perspective on that.
I'm not trying to dump on you, Carter. I just don't like when we take the onus off the knuckleheads and say, oh, it's actually this guy, because he was trying to provoke
them.
His point
is a good one. When I walked in by myself into the Boston Garden, I was like, don't do anything to trigger anyone. Keep your head forward. Don't say anything. Don't be obnoxious. You're by yourself.
Yep.
Don't be an idiot. Like, you're small. You know what I mean? Like, but also, were people giving it to me? Yeah. And I was like, hey, good luck tonight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, literally, I just kept it, and I kept it moving. I just kept going forward.
Right.
And the key to all this is, like, don't jump out of your zone of going into the game. Just go into the game. The anxiety, though, and I'll freely admit, I was like, the heart was thumping. After the game, I was way more worried. We won, and I didn't want to trigger anyone. I didn't say anything to anyone. I was getting out of there.
Steve in San Francisco, I think, is on to Carter's way of thinking. I want to get his perspective as well. Steve in San Francisco, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Yeah, 100%. I grew up in Jersey. I lived in San Francisco the past 11 years. You know that's what it is. And, like, I don't know why we're looking at him as the victim instead of that he was looking for trouble. He wanted to provoke and instigate and get a reaction.
How do you know that? Real quick, Steve, how do you know that?
Well, because you're wading through a celebration of rabid Knicks fans.
He was walking the streets of San Francisco.
It's not like this was, they weren't playing the Pacers, and this is like, hey, look, I'm going to go and kind of taunt them and get a reaction out of it. Now, again, if they're playing the game, but they're not even playing the Pacers, and you're just going to wade through the streets of the Knicks, it's kind of like, kind of throwing it in their face. It's not like, oh, I didn't know. Why are they throwing garbage at me?
Why are you triggered by a Pacers jersey when you haven't even played the Pacers yet? That's what I want to know.
Well, he is walking. Look, I'm a big believer in environments.
They're playing the Celtics.
Can you meet me here, though? If he was cognizant enough to know what he was doing, you are putting yourself in a very vulnerable environment.
Sure.
It's like getting into the car with the group of friends that you know you shouldn't get into. You know, like, this is vulnerable.
Again. We're taking the onus off the knuckleheads here.
I'm not exonerating behavior. I'm saying.
But that's what Steve in San Francisco. Oh, he knew it. He was asking for it.
Two things can be true.
Saying, yeah, both can be
when
true.
When we start saying he or she was asking for it, that's when what are we doing?
If I'm a Cowboy fan,
stop.
And the Niners
adults.
Just hear me out. The Niners win the divisional game to face the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. And I'm in the Mission. I'm probably not going to come out and walk through a bunch of dudes partying on 24th and Mission rocking a Cowboy jersey. I think that would be pretty foolish. So his point is actually a good one because I keep going off of coming out of a game and this had nothing to do with the Pacers playing.
This has nothing to do with, exactly. So why do the Knicks fans care? You just advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But is it good judgment?
They're playing at the Pacers and Knicks haven't meant anything in like 40 years. Why are you triggered by a Tyrese Halliburton jersey?
Geneva and Mission or 24th and Mission after a big Niner win to play the Cowboys coming up, that would probably be pretty foolish, would it not? I'm not saying that what people are doing to them is right.
New York City has like a billion people. The chances that someone's wearing a Sacramento Kings jersey is sky high. It's like,
yeah, but you also have to be realistic, right? Like you're going to tell your children like, hey, look, there are certain areas and certain bus lines. You need to be more aware. You need to be smarter than that, right? Like, I don't treat Third Street the same way as I treat West Portal, you know, like when I'm parking my car. Sure. So it would be the same thing on like what I'm wearing and stuff like that. I knew forever on Eddie Street, I better not wear a red sweatshirt for the longest time. I knew that growing up.
It sounds like we're touching on gang stuff
now.
No,
I'm not. I'm just saying that there's, I think we can meet in the middle on some of this stuff.
This is why it's sports, is what I'm saying. This shouldn't be like what it's turned into, angry mobs, which unfortunately, that's the bad side of sports is that's what it exposes. And I think
sad that we even have to have these conversations.
Oh, it's like, for as much as we want to like dog like the fan experience and how like hostile it is in America, go to soccer games down in South America, go to the English Premier League, go to La Liga. They have to separate fans from two ends of the stadium. They have lines of security down the stairs keeping fans separated. That's how crazy it is elsewhere. So as much as we want to say it's bad over here, it could be a lot worse.
I just don't understand the psyche of like picking, I don't know. It's bizarre to me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.